Max Richter's openings from his soundtrack for the series Taboo. And the contemporary neoclassical composer is back in 2021 with his Voices 2 recording. It was our Talk of the Town album just a couple of weeks ago, a sensuous listening experience, to be sure. Here with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM, Mark Wigmore with you at the bottom of the clock. Our look at the arts is next. The New Classical FM is the official radio sponsor of the Opera Atelier filmed production of Handel's The Resurrection, May 27th at 7 p.m. and available to you through June 10th. It is the first acknowledged operatic masterpiece from the composer. The Resurrection details the events between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. The narrative plays out simultaneously across two spheres in the celestial realm, angels and demons, but also the crisis of Christ's death here on earth. Opera Atelier is beloved for over 35 years of 17th and 18th century opera productions live on stage, but has made the best of a difficult situation this time around, featuring a hand-picked cast, an inspired set and costume team, and a talented young filmmaker to bring Resurrection to life. It was fully staged and filmed at St. Lawrence Hall, the home of the opera. For tickets and more information, you can visit operaatelier.com or call 416-408-0208. We'll give that to you again shortly. Joining us here at the Oasis, it's Opera Atelier founding co-artistic director Marshall Pinkosky. The award-winning talent has toured the world with his productions, celebrated with the Order of Canada for his contributions to dance, theater, and opera. Marshall Pinkosky, welcome back to the Oasis and the New Classical FM.
Delighted to be here.
So great to be with you. And Handel's Resurrection feels somehow apropos.
Yeah, it's apropos. I also have a sense of deja vu because we were talking about this a year ago when we were first shut down 2 weeks into our rehearsal. And now what a thrill to be able to come back to it. We have pivoted so many times. I feel dizzy, but it's been a thrilling process, and now it is a film project, and we're having the time of our life.
We will get into the specifics in your history with this particular piece, but I mean, it must feel as you deal with the resurrection that there is, you know, some sort of double entendre and metaphor going on here.
Without a question. I mean, what could be better? I wish that we were doing it at Easter. That had been the plan. But again, with the shutdown, it wasn't possible. But still, the very idea of a resurrection, of something being brought back into life, is so appealing, and it is so apropos where we are right now.
Rich material, a lot of space within the story, allowing Opera Atelier to be experimental and creative with design, and in this case, photography as well.
Yes.
But tell us a little bit about your history with the piece and why you, I know it's been a long time coming to actually put it together, but why you chose it in the first place.
Well, you know, we first encountered Resurrection more than 20 years ago. We were at the Halle Festival, Handel's birthplace, with Mark Minkowski and Les Musiciens du Louvre, a wonderful international cast of singers and artists of Atelier Ballet. So it was a semi-stage production in a Baroque theater. We fell in love with it. We had never heard of it before.
How could you not? Yes.
Oh, honestly. I mean, what a fantastic theatrical piece.
Yeah.
And when you think, written when Handel was only 22 years old, wanting to show what he could do as an opera performer, but trapped in Rome during Lent and unable to use a theater. So he pivots and moves into a non-theater space. Sounds familiar.
Sounds very familiar.
Yes. And produces it anyway and creates a liturgical drama. We came back to Toronto, and several years later, we did a semi-staged version, a very modest version, but we had a great time working with it, and that was in the Jane Mallet Theater. And we had always said, we'll come back to it. But a big thing with Opera Atelier, we come back to pieces of repertoire when we have our dream cast. We really have very, very strong feelings about the singers that we want to see, not just vocally what they have, but dramatically what they're able to bring.
I talked about this with Mozart as well, too, where you were able to go back because you thought you had that great cast.
It's so important. Yeah. It really is. And then everyone learns, everyone grows. So many of the people in this cast, in fact, I think all of them are singing their role for the first time. What could be more wonderful? And so I have the Lucifer that would be the Lucifer of your dreams. I mean, just, oh, or I wouldn't even say of your nightmares, because of course Lucifer means the shining one. It's supposed to be the most beautiful creature in creation. And finally we have that. And then we have Carla Hutanen as this smart ass angel. I mean, she's just so wonderful, so full of life. Yesterday in rehearsal, I said, Carla, it's more as though you're playing Puck from Midsummer Night's Dream. It's fantastic. And so there's actually, and I think there's something of that in the 22-year-old Handel. He knew he was playing to a theatrical audience. There's even a sense of humor in the exchanges between Satan and the angel. Because, of course, Satan doesn't know how the story ends. We all do. So we get to laugh at him.
Right.
At the same time, he's extremely appealing. Meanwhile, back on Earth, these three magnificent creatures, Colin Ainsworth, who 22 years ago
back
made his professional debut singing this role and has come back to sing it for us again. And then, of course, Megan Lindsay. A year ago, she was pregnant with her baby, now her beautiful baby, and singing Mary Magdalene. It's a superb role for her. And Alison McCarty, who is, that voice is one in a million, singing the role of Cleophas.
And because you had planned to do this live, a lot of your set design, your pieces and so on were sort of ready to go and ready to be filmed.
Everything was ready to go. In fact, Jeanette had created all of the choreography. We had had our dance rehearsals with our dancers. Everything had been filmed. And then suddenly that shut down. And that shutdown was horrendous. I had a call from my executive committee and they literally said, stop rehearsal, close the studio, send everyone home. We're phoning the agents. It was like someone had taken a hatchet to us. And it was a terrible experience and something that we had never experienced anything like it. I hope I never do again.
It's quite a visual, I have to say. I mean, I've spoken to many artists over the last year. No one's quite explained it like that.
No, that was amazing. And it's why it is such a cathartic experience to come back to it now and be able to actually realize this with all of those dancers, with all of the singers, with Tafel music, and all of these elements that we've been dreaming of for a year, having to be reimagined, reinterpreted, but it's all been a thrilling journey for us.
If you're just joining us, founder and artistic director of Opera Atelier, Marshall Pinkoski is here. Handel the Resurrection. It's available for you to enjoy online and digitally May 27th at 7 p.m. and from there through June 10th. Tickets and info at operaatelier.com. Now, your cast, your creative team, you mentioned some of the names just a moment ago, but let's talk about the part of the angel for a moment, because this is supposed to be played by a castrato.
Yes.
Those are not as easy to come by these
absolutely.
Days. And but you've got a wonderful talent.
You need a coloratura soprano that is absolutely rock solid. And that's exactly what Carla Hutanen is. That is who she is. Someone whose coloratura is like a machine gun. And I think it's one of the reasons that Resurrection is performed so seldom. People are terrified of that role. Who do you get to sing it? It's not a Queen of the Night. It's something else entirely.
Right.
I mean, the first thing is, where do you breathe? How do you breathe? And it's obviously created for a young man with enormous lung capacity, but a woman's voice.
Sure, that range.
Yeah, a range, exactly. Yeah. It was seeing Carly get ready for this, like over the months, it was like an athlete in training.
Wow.
You know, when she first came in and was singing it and it sounded wonderful, but she kept saying, it's okay, it's going to be there, it's going to be there, I'm going to be great. And it's that opening aria. And of course, anyone who knows Resurrection, it's like waiting for the 32 Fuetes in Swan Lake.
Sure.
So cruel, but everyone's waiting to see, okay, what's going to happen?
Yeah, there's always that piece.
Yeah.
In the midst of something like that. I remember last time we talked, I was so pleased to see how you'd taken really what it was a difficult moment for this arts world in general and really embrace the new possibilities. And it seems like you've done that again here.
Across the board. And I also have to mention Gerard Gauthier, our wonderful set designer, who again has had to completely rethink how his set is being used. It's not in a theater any longer.
Right.
It's broken into pieces. It had to be sawn into pieces, literally sawed into pieces and moved into different parts of the studio. And everyone has embraced it. Everyone has just said, okay, let's see what we're going to make of this. I'm going straight to the studio after our interview to take a look at scaffolding and seeing how scaffolding and stairs are going to be used.
And there's a documentary.
Absolutely.
That goes with it, and people are able to enjoy that. By the way, if you want to have a look at The Making of the Resurrection, operaatelier.com. Now, you've embraced this cinematic version of what you do a couple of times now.
Yes.
And now you're starting to look towards the fall. I think we're very curious as to what the opera has in mind.
Well, no, I don't want people to think that embracing cinema has been a band-aid while we're waiting for live theater. We are waiting for live theater and to greet our audience in an opera house. But in the meantime, it has been so thrilling working with film. We intend to keep this as an integral part of our season and add this. And I must mention as well, our young filmmaker, Marcel Canzona, he was recommended to us a few years ago. He was still in Ryerson. I took a look at his work and it was exclusively rap and hip hop videos. But the editing was so thrilling. It was exactly what we were looking for, adding a whole new element in terms of how you experience the music. And Marcel has come to us not having had really any background in classical music at all. So a completely fresh take.
Sounds like the rebirth of Hollywood in the mid-60s.
Well, you know, he's thrilled. It's a new birth for him. And so we have this wonderful young kid who is so talented and being very much mentored by Gordon Henderson, one of Canada's great filmmakers. But Marcel, I have to put mentored in quotations. Gordon is there because he's crazy about his work and he wants to help in any way that he can. But Marcel, we're just letting him go. That kid with a few other cameras and a handheld camera himself. And you just want to see how he experiences this work and take that journey.
Isn't that exciting too, when you start it sort of in one genre and then you're given this opportunity to try something on another level?
And I'm happy to share the space as a director.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's an interesting experience for me as well.
Sure.
That doesn't happen in opera.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's right. You got to make room for that
Absolutely.
Kid with his cameras. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can view again The Making of the Resurrection, operaatelier.com, founder and artistic director with Opera Atelier, Marshall Pinkoski. Handle the Resurrection is available for you to enjoy online and digitally May 27th, beginning at 7 p.m. until June 10th. Tickets and info, operaatelier.com. Marshall, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
You paint a wonderful picture.
Good. I'm glad.